This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
It's interesting, we always have our podcasts and we talk about interesting stuff, but this one could be super important. This could be the most interesting and the most vital podcast you will hear all of this year. Because the SES, they do such a marvellous job, and we know that they do a marvellous job Australia-wide, but particularly in our part of the world in the Douglas Shire. So SES controller, Mosman SES controller, Stephen Bigby, is in the studio now to have a little chat to us. And great to have you on board here, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, you are from originally from Brisbane?
Yes, originally from Brisbane. Grew up there, yeah, from till about 16, 17, 18 sort of area. Yeah.
And you're familiar, though, with this area. And how long have you been here?
On and off for 15, about 20 years, actually. Came from Lizard Island, worked there first, and did about a year there.
Well, that's tough.
Yeah, it was terrible. Kind of natural progression to come over here from Lizard Island, start in Port, because it's a similar lifestyle, but on the mainland.
Well, look, we thought we'd get you in, and I know the council are very, they really want people to learn about, first of all, disaster management. I mean, they don't have to do the nuts and bolts of that, but be aware of that and be educated about that. And I know Tom Volling from the council has been pushing this, and also their website, weather's information, but we'll get to that in a moment. But weather-wise, what are we facing at the moment? What do the Weather Bureau say, and what could we expect?
So I've got a bit of a La Nina coming through, as being called in a lot of places. A lot of countries have called that, which can mean different weather patterns, mainly concerning us. It would be an earlier and heavier wet season, quite possibly. So we'll be nice and ready for that, you know, teach people basics like how to sandbag their own house if they're capable, and leave us to free up for the real emergencies. Give a good think before you call us, and try and teach people how to look after themselves as much as they can.
Yes, because all of that sort of sandbagging, people should have the basic knowledge of that while you guys handle the big stuff. Okay, so what is the worst scenario and the best scenario we might face with weather conditions?
What we had 2 years ago, I think, the floods where we were cut off from all other units, which left us really stranded as far as members of Mosman SES. We could only get to so many jobs, and there's a lot of jobs, so community education really important. So the worst would be that sort of situation where no neighbouring units can come and assist us, including, you know, Bushy Creek up the hill that's flooded. Buchan's Point down there can't get to us. The only way they could get to us was with boats, and it wouldn't be very practical. So best would be, we just get our normal wet season, everything greens up again, and we don't have to get called out too much and get prepared for next year.
Yes, I know which one you're praying for, the latter, of course. So let's hope we're going to be all right. Now, you do mention to me that you're desperate at all times to get new members. Why don't you get new members? Why isn't there enough hands going up?
Look, I'm not quite sure. I've been there a couple of years, and I'm kind of rebuilding now, taking over as a new executive. So I'm not sure exactly why before, but since I've taken over and done an electronic boards and papers in the one of the last features in the Gazette before it closed down, and we got a good initial recruiting push from that. So we're just going to try and keep that going now. It's kind of dropped off a bit, but word of mouth, and I'm not sure, because we're responsible for a large area, from Wangetti way up to Daintree. So we really, really need members, and maybe we've just got to get our face back out there and get everyone keen again.
Well, I know the council are sort of pushing this drive to get new people, and let us do that as well. This podcast, get this out to as many people as you can, and you will do that through social media. What does it take to be an SES volunteer?
Well, we've got a lot of spots for everyone. We have a bit of a range, like you could be, the real fit man and rescue people from Devil's Thumb, or you could just come along and help cater, do the fundraising, or you could just do the basic sandbagging. So all levels of fitness, and you don't have to be Superman. 99% of the time, they will find a place for you, and everything helps, really.
And who is in the SES? Have you got another job apart from this?
Yeah, yeah, I'm full time with the council as well down at Pool and Caravan Park recently as a labourer. So it's only once a week training, Monday night, 6:30 p.m. We're doing a lot lately with neighbouring units like Buchan's Point, exercises, scenarios, but they're all organised weeks in advance. And you get all your courses for free. You get free education with the SES, nothing out of pocket. So you can help the community, get yourself some tickets, and just look after everyone.
Does it keep you fit?
Yeah, it can do, yeah. If you it helps to keep fit because you're going to be wearing the PPE and sweating a bit in the summer up here, so you kind of got to be ready and aware of your own limits.
And some of your members currently, what do they do? Are they all sorts of professions?
Yeah, yeah. We've got a police officer. Yeah, we've got night packer at Woolworths. We've got all sorts of different people with different experience, especially people that are, administrator that works at a hospital. It's going to help me with all the paperwork now because I'm a bit hopeless with that. We've got a lady with counselling experience, so that'll help with the peer group support within the group. So everyone can bring something, whether it be lifting sandbags or counselling or anything like that.
Mm. Yeah. And of course, during this COVID time, there's been a lot of mental illness, people depressed and all that over this particular COVID situation. I imagine doing something volunteer work like the SES would give you a hell of a lift.
It really does. I get out there, and even if it's one job, like I get called out for one job and go through the whole rigmarole, but you get out there and help someone and then see their face, especially someone that's in desperate need, and you feel good about yourself, and it helps community feel good about itself.
So rewarding, isn't it? Well, look, we're talking about what people get out of it. What do you get out of it personally? What is the reason, or what was the reason that drove you to do this?
A long time. I've wanted to give back somehow to the community, and I had a lot of friends in the fire brigade. They're the guys that get paid. We're the volunteers.
yes.
But no, I heard a lot about that, and then I had a friend that worked Uptown Hire a while ago doing events and stuff, and he goes, oh, I'm in it, and it's a good system. You get in to help there, and you get to educate yourself, and yeah, feel good about yourself, give back to the community. Yeah.
Giving back, that's the main thing. I think I ran into you guys, or the SES were doing something at the Mossman show one year. Did you have a stall there?
Yeah, we do. We try and get our face out there and, sell a few things there, or just have the basic community education. But I think we're going to spruik it a bit more this year. Anything that comes up, where, like if we do a sausage sizzle at the markets, we're going to have a little sandbag set up and a little education system as well, how to tape your windows up. Not across the window, but around if it leaks.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
So. Hey, that flows off the tongue. Mm. Sandbag sausage sizzle.
No, that's pretty good. I think I might use that.
The three S's. And that's for free. You can have that for free.
Yeah, it'd probably be. We have a free education for sure, but put some money back in the unit so we can buy some vital tools and promote ourselves more and have the basics for when a disaster strikes.
Let's keep our fingers crossed we don't have something bad. Okay, how do people find you? Facebooks, websites, what happens?
We've got a local page, Facebook, but the easiest way is to get onto the SES main site, and they'll direct you to your closest unit and send you out a package to fill out and come along to our training on Monday nights, get you signed up and start, see if you like it, and see how we go.
It's like the old army days. We want you.
Oh, yep.
Absolutely.
Big time, everybody.
Okay, well, what's the website? You got the address there?
So it's ses.qld.gov.au.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even add a slash and prepare onto that.
So slash and prepare.
Yeah, because that'll take you directly to the things you can do. Basically, get yourself ready in case of power outages and flooding, all sorts of things. So.
Well, the council too. If you go to the council website, I'm sure Tom Volling's got all the information up there. And people can say they can find out if they really want to do this. And can we implore you as part of the community to do that? And look, good luck with this. I hope it all works out for you, the campaign and recruitment.
Yep. Yeah, the council got a good dashboard on their website as well. Another thing that can help you along and look out for and be prepared. And so you can go to the council website, and if you want to join up, go to the SES website and they'll direct you through to us.
Sandbag sausage sizzle.
I think we're going to use it.
Oh, I think you will. Thanks for talking with us and good luck.
No worries. Thanks, Paul.